stick.
And welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned into Devil Radio 92.7 FM and some people maybe even 1580 AM. And welcome to the America / Wisconsin last edition after watching another week of Republican legislature everywhere, all across the land. I mean, I guess we have to start out with the fact that, well, we already knew they didn't want to have an investigation into why so many police officers were injured by tourists. Yeah, nobody died except for, you know, the next day and a few days after when people who were so traumatized apparently from their injuries and everything else committed suicide. But the damage that was done inside the building, and that's the, you know... This is your back to blue crowd, right? And we saw Officer Sicknick's brother, or mom, and partner of many, many years come in and lobby the Republicans to do it. But hey, look what they were going against. Mitch McConnell, you know, whipping up Senate votes to not investigate this. And then on top of that, there's Joe Manchin, the Republican and Democrat wool, I guess. Not willing to break the filibuster so that we can investigate who, why, everybody that was involved. And that's the whole point, is that there were a lot of people involved that are criminal, and they're Republican legislators, and they're people with money, and they're Clarence Thomas and his wife. And I mean, it's so deep and so nasty that, you know, you can't help but feel kind of sick if you're a true American, right? Patriot. And then you compare that to the way they back the police, you know, when they murder unarmed black people and, you know, resort to, you know, clubbing women and kicking them and pushing old men down at peaceful rallies where they have a legitimate right and honor and duty. Those are patriots. Those people that stand up against what the Republicans have sown so deep into this country, into the fabric. It's almost inescapable at this point. I mean, all week long, it's, you know, Trump, 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 right? What, they're about to indict the guy. And, you know, by all rights, the whole family should be indicted. And Rudy Giuliani and all the people. It's sick that he let all these criminals go, too, before he left. You know, pardoning all these, you know, murdering military guys. You know, give him a job as a cop or, you know, maybe an investigator. Right, Robin Voss? Let's hire some retired cops to investigate an election that's so old it's got mold on it. And it was absolutely probably the cleanest election I've seen in a long time. Where they think they found maybe 41 people now where they're thinking, you know, you guys voted fraudulently and they'll investigate all that. But we already know that the majority of those were people that voted for Trump. So every time they project all this stuff, and they have to. And you know, they have to gavel in and gavel out on sessions like they do in Wisconsin, because if anybody had a chance to hear a rational conversation where people could explain things like why you should be taking that money for health care. By the way, anybody else want to call and chime in? It's 844-967-2789. Huh. How you doing?
Man, I don't know. There's just a lot going on. In life, but then all this stuff too, in the grander scheme, and it's really sickening. I mean, what you're just talking about is continually the GOP will push these issues, these problems, and then when it all gets really looked into deeply, their supporters are the ones that are doing that stuff. I mean, it's crazy. And then they just flip to the next thing, and it's just like distract and divide and keep on doing it. I mean, Scotty Walker said it, how many, you know, in 2010, divide and conquer.
Right?
That's what we do. And we're letting it, we're letting them do that.
It is happening again.
Why
Correct.
Are we letting them do that?
I'm
to
not.
Us?
You'll be happy to know.
Good.
I went to the Capitol 2 or 3 times this week, kind of loosen up, get back in shape, talk to the police a little bit. make a few wolf howls when it's quiet.
That's got to echo nice. The then
captain, I go right? up to the governor's office, and there's an officer there, and I'm masked, and he's masked, but we both vaccinated as well, so it's kind of, and this guy's more, you know, just really not into politics and everything. Okay, so he's sort of apolitical, I would say, but I would say he leans more conservative, obviously, because he doesn't support all the things I do. But anyway, I let off a couple of wolf howls, and then I went down there, and he was there, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? He goes, was that you that was howling? I'm like, no. You know, and he actually smiled for a change. Of course it was me, because the wolf is my brother, I told him. And we lost a lot of wolves and wolf pups. And we every day, you know, I drive down the road, and I just watch things disappear. The trees, it's really killing me at this point. And then I keep finding out more about trees, that how they can communicate with each other, and how like their roots underneath intertwine, and sometimes their limbs twist around and grow through each other. And it's, you can't deny that, can you? I helped a toad across the road. It was the last post I was able to make on Facebook before they found out that I'm the other four guys they kicked me off. So it's difficult to stay on there.
Let me ask you this. So you're obviously fighting on multiple fronts here. You know, there's things that are seriously happening with humans, the way we're treating ourselves, or each other, and our state, the way the government is acting for the citizens and against the citizens, and then also all the nature things. So what is tearing at you more right now, and how are you keeping up with both of those major sides to try to deal with and try to make some movement on? How are you doing, man?
Fortunately, when enough things go wrong, it's easier for me to focus on something that, well, it's got to supersede all this stuff. I've got to put my energy into something, things I can't control, right? I can have input. And these are things that everybody goes through. That's why it's so frustrating when you have all the issues in life. Everybody has their own personal issues, whether they're health or family or friends or job, whatever it is. And then you add Republicans to it. And then you have to go, wait a minute. The reason why I feel like this is because of them in the first place. I keep telling people that the results of their horrible legislation is the intent of the Republican Party, okay? I mean, how many times do you have to go through it? There's enough information out there. There's enough social media. I guess a lot of people only focus to their one media to, you know, feel like they're right.
Yeah.
It has to be the Fox crowd, because I'll turn it to Fox, and after a while, I usually start cussing. And then I'll turn it to, like, CNN. After a little while, I'll probably start cussing. And then I turn it to MSNBC, and I go, no, I can't watch Morning Joe. Okay, I, you know, everything's being normalized. All these Republicans and former Republicans coming up and now standing up to say we have to do this. And it's because they're corporatists, man. So, you know, those, you got the racist side of this, and then you just have the greedy, self-serving side that's destroying the planet. And of course, the other is destroying humanity. And fascism is ruling right now. We're not out of this, not even close. But then I didn't expect it to. And I keep kind of coming back to where I left off in all this, you know, be at the Capitol or on the street, whatever, if there's going to be rallies. I'm still wearing my mask. I may for the rest of humanity, what's left of it. Whatever's left of mankind. When I go indoors, I'm wearing a mask, and I hope to be confronted. I mean, would you rather have me pull it down and cough on you, tell you that I have some kind of disease that, you know, that's why I'm wearing the mask? I mean, the things that people are fighting over are totally ridiculous. I mean, right? Just blowing it off. We saw some of the, you know, the worst in the Republicans in Wisconsin, you know, the anti-transgender bills. And it's like, some of the arguments for that is what really, I mean, it's just, you're afraid that they're going to do better than your child in sports and they're going to get a scholarship over your kid. Now, only someone of privilege, you know.
So can we make bills against superior athletes too? Like, you identify any kid that's going to be better than your kid and you can somehow group them into some group and make a legislation against how they can play?
Look, if someone, if you're, if your child is that good in a sport, being defeated by another student athlete, that transgender or not, is not going to stop them from getting a scholarship, okay? Maybe you took second place. Maybe you got third. But it's ridiculous because I've seen girls go into boys wrestling and take second and first place and stuff.
You bet, right?
So I think their argument is really sad. Most people that pursue sports after that are you know, pretty good athletes. So your kid's not going to be stopped by that. It's nonsense. And it's all about selfishness and ignorance. I remember when they were trying to do the transgender bathroom thing, and Jesse Kramer, whatever. He's not there anymore. But I remember how he used to cower anytime I'd ask him something. You know, you signed this onto this bill. You helped author it. Your name's Jesse. Which bathroom are you going to use? Seriously, that's how stupid that bill was. And it's happening in all the Republican states. This country isn't divided. It's shattered. Just blown away. I'm still waiting for other people to get excited about it. I think some things are going to happen this summer. I think we're going to have to push the needle, right? I mean, they're always putting their thumb on it. It's time for us to put our thumb on the scale. Millions of us, right? I am waiting for people to say, you know what, enough of this. We need to make our presence be known at the Capitol and wherever they hold meetings and legislation. I mean, that's how you get to these people. There's no, you don't plan an insurrection. You rise up with the justice in numbers and use your voice, and things happen that way. We know we've seen it happen before, but the frustration level right now, how could anybody vote for a Republican? Back in a couple of minutes. There's no limit to the goals you'll attain.